yesterday, a very famous, well-known preacher. And not only is this guy a famous, well-known preacher, but he has all kinds of pastors all over America following him amongst independent fundamental Baptists. His name is Paul Chappell. He posted a blog post yesterday, "When Christians Do Nothing," parentheses, about Target. So the title of his blog post is, "When Christians Do Nothing," about Target. Well, I'm going to write my own little blog post, and I'm going to call it, "When Christians Do Nothing," about Paul Chappell.
Come on.
Now you hear me out before you get upset. Just listen, I'm going to read this blog post that is too little, too late. Listen to this. I'm going to read every word of it. I'm not going to give it to you out of context or anything. Here's his blog post from yesterday. "I don't believe the response to every social evil is a boycott. But when a company publicly and forcefully comes out on the wrong side of a moral issue, I don't believe the correct response is to do nothing either. Especially in America, where we have freedom in our choices, whether they be at the voting polls or where we spend our money, make a difference. By now you've heard of Target's decision to open their gender-specific restrooms and fitting rooms to the opposite gender. The stated reason for this is to be inclusive toward transgender individuals. But considering that transgender population makes up 0.03% of the American population, I would submit that their reasoning has more to do with tolerance being in vogue in America today. Regardless of the reason, however, the result is that my granddaughter can be in the restroom at Target and have some guy walk in, and that's not okay with me." Now, I'm going to continue reading, but let me just stop and analyze this for a moment. First of all, he says, you know, "Hey, I don't believe in a boycott every time there's a social evil. But man, when a company comes out and just publicly and forcefully comes out on the wrong side of a moral issue, I don't believe the correct response is to do nothing either." Well, let me ask you this, Paul Chappell. What verse in the Bible states that men can't go in the women's restroom and women can't go in the men's restroom? I would like you to show me that in the Bible, Paul Chappell. Show me that verse in the Bible, Paul Chappell. Because you're telling me, I mean, this is just so clearly and morally wrong. You know, okay, then show it to me in the Bible. I'll show you in the Bible where homosexuals are supposed to be put to death. Amen. That's what the Bible says. He doesn't preach that. Somebody show me where he preaches. Go to Leviticus 20:13, where the Bible says they should be executed. Go to Leviticus 20:13. And this is reiterated in the New Testament in Romans chapter 1 when it says that they that do such things are worthy of death. This is reiterated in 2 Peter chapter 2 when he talks about God sending fire and brimstone to wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah as an ensample to those that afterward should live ungodly. So in Leviticus 20:13 it says, "If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them." So where does that say anything about the bathroom that they use? They're supposed to use the bathroom in hell. Yeah. That's where the bathroom is that they use. "Oh, well, I don't like this kind of..." Get out of here then, because I'm preaching the Bible. You want me... You know, if I got up and started just preaching about hell, yeah, we need to fight against Target, and Target is ruining America because they're letting that pervert go into the ladies' room, you know, I'd get amens and everybody's happy. But then you start preaching the Bible and everybody gets uncomfortable. There are all kinds of little weakling pastors all across America today doing too little, too late. "Well, I'm going to draw the line in the sand. I'm going to take a stand against Target." Well, I'm going to take a stand against Paul Chappell, and I'm going to tell you why. Wait. Oh, wait for it. It's coming. It's worse. It's much worse than you think. I'm going to show you where Paul Chappell is doing something way worse than Target ever thought of doing. Now, let me analyze this. "When a company publicly and forcefully comes out on the wrong side of a moral issue that he can't show us a single verse about in the Bible, I don't believe the correct response is to do nothing either. Especially in America where we have freedom and our choices, whether they be at the voting polls or where we spend our money, make a difference." This guy thinks that voting makes a difference. Let me just stop and point out the stupidity there. He thinks that the Republicans are actually against transgender and homos. What in the world? Are you nuts? Where have you been living, Paul Chappell? Because George W. Bush hired more sodomites to his staff than any president in the history of our country, including Bill Clinton. All of these Republican candidates say that they'll hire sodomites. Hello, is anybody home? And the Democrats are the same thing. They're all pro-sodomy. They're all pro. But they're against the bathroom thing. But they're against the marriage thing. Yeah, but do any of them stand for anything the Bible actually mentions? Voting polls, where we can really make a difference. Yeah, you know what? This November, you can really make a difference with the voting polls, with the choices that are being offered, right? It's going to be great. I'll skip it. But it says here, in the fourth paragraph, and I'm not skipping anything, I read it all to you, and I'm going to read it all to you. Regardless of the reason, however, the result is that my granddaughter can be in the restroom at Target and have some guy walk in, and that's not okay with me. But here's what is okay with Paul Chappell. Apparently, he's okay with his grandson being in the men's room at Target and having some filthy pedophile go in there. Stop and think about this. So he's saying, well, I don't want some filthy pervert walking in on my granddaughter in the bathroom. Well, what about your grandson, Paul Chappell? Because, there's more boys that are molested than girls by these freaks anyway. What? Hello? Is anybody just thinking about that? See, you can't have these people around. Yeah. Because they're perverts, they're pedophiles. That's why the Bible said, stone them with stones. Yeah. That's why the Bible teaches, and I'm not saying we should be vigilantes. I'm saying the Scripture teaches that the government should execute these people.
Right.
Why don't we teach the Bible on this? But no.
Well, my granddaughter, but...
What about your grandson?
Yeah.
See how dumb this is? Doesn't even make sense. Let's keep going. I know there are some people who say... Fine, then let's use the single-stall family restroom. But the point is that there's a men's and a women's restroom for a reason. The single extra-stall restroom in stores that have it, and not all do, is supposed to be for people with an exceptional situation, not the norm. Yet Target's new policy is treating normalcy as abnormal. And it's putting people, women and children in particular, in a place of compromised safety. In addition, I'm not only concerned about the safety of those in my family, but I care about decency and protection for women and children in general. Especially in public places where they should expect it, except male children. And here's the thing. What if some filthy lesbian goes into the women's restroom? Your daughter's still in the presence of a pervert. What if some filthy sodomite goes into the men's room? Now look, obviously I believe that men should use the men's room and women should use the women's room. Did I really need to tell you that? That's what I believe? But my point is that this is where they're going to draw the line now. They let these people march up and down the street. They let them in their church. They welcome them to the church. They say, oh, we love them. We want to tolerate them. Everything's fine. But just don't go in the wrong bathroom, though. It's too late. Too little, too late, buddy. I know that our culture is shifting as it willfully turns its back on God. And as I wrote in a recent book, I know that the big picture response of Christians is to lovingly hold the truth while living a consistent testimony, praying for revival and sharing the gospel. But that doesn't mean we also shouldn't also respond otherwise. That doesn't mean we should just roll over and do nothing when a company, in this case Target, makes a public statement of a policy that flies in the face of Christianity, not to mention common sense. Now listen, I'm going to show you in a moment a company that makes a statement about its policy that flies in the face of Christianity and common sense. That company is called Lancaster Baptist Church. I'm going to get there in a moment. Because they're allowing even weirder people into the restroom than Target is.
Yeah.
I'm going to show it to you in black and white. Hang in there.
I don't think we should lash out in anger.
Of course you don't, Paul Chappell. Of course you don't think we should lash out in anger because you're so soft and watered down.
Yeah.
that you would never lash out against sin in anger. You would never call out these filthy perverts.
Well, I don't think we should lash out in anger, but we should be decisive.
And we should be willing to do something. And he emphasizes something. Like, I mean, we got to do something. No, why don't we do the right thing, which is to not tolerate homosexuality at all.
Amen.
To not allow it in our churches, to not allow it in our family, to have no, if we have an extended family member that's a homo, they should be ostracized. We should have nothing to do with them. Get them away from our children. Our government should be putting them to death. We should have nothing to do with these filthy people. They should be put to death, the Bible says.
Amen. We got to do something. One organization, the American Family Association, has already collected over 1 million signatures on their pledge to boycott Target. That's why Paul Chappell's ready to take a stand now.
When he's got 1 million people behind him, he has the guts to take a stand on an issue when 1 million people have gotten on board. He's ready to be 1,000,001. Why don't you stand alone, Paul Chappell? Why don't you stand alone and say, no homos are allowed in my church? Why don't you stand alone and say, they shall surely be put to death according to God's word? But no, he'll stand when there's 1 million people behind him, when he can hide behind 1 million people. And you say, well, you're being too hard on Paul Chappell. That's because you haven't heard what I'm going to read to you from his website yet. So don't judge a thing before you've heard it. Wait till you hear what his public, it's worse than Target. Target didn't even bring up bestiality. Paul Chappell did. We'll get there.
On the same page, they also provide several news articles on how sexual predators exploit policies like Target's.
Yeah, they also exploit policies like those of Lancaster Baptist Church, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Personally, this is what, listen to this, this is his hardcore stand. Personally, I'm not shopping at Target anymore. And I encourage others to make that decision as well. Here's the next sentence, and I kid you not. Now, I can't say that there will never be a day in my life when I go into Target. Okay, now hold on a second.
I'm not going to Target.
Well, okay, wait a minute. I might go there. But hold on. And he's not even saying, now you might think to yourself, oh, well, maybe he's not going to go there if they change their policy. No, no, that's not what he's saying. Let's read. Now, I can't say that there will never be a day in my life when I go into a Target. There may be a time in the not too distant future when there's no corporate entity that honors the posted gender of restrooms and fitting rooms and protects the one inside. But I believe that that day will come sooner if no one pushes back right now. So in the foreseeable future, I'm shopping other places than Target. So basically what he's saying is when Walmart does the same thing, then he'll start going to Target again. That's what he just said. He didn't say, well, I think Target might back down. No, he said, well, I'm not saying I'm never going to go to Target. But I mean, we got to do something. We got to at least like talk about not going to Target, right? And I mean, we know they're all going to roll all over us anyway eventually, but I mean, maybe we can just, it'll take a little longer. Additionally, oh man, he's taking a real bold step. Wait till you hear this next bold step. Additionally, I'm writing a letter to the managers of our nearby Target stores. If you'd like to write a letter as well, feel free to download and edit this one. It's right here. Dear Target manager, I'm writing to let you know that I'm deeply offended by the intolerance shown in Target's recent statement. I'm not offended by intolerance. I love intolerance. Hello, is anybody out there? Well, what's this tolerance? You know, back in the 90s, my pastor, who actually had hair on his legs and preached the Bible, he said he preached a sermon called Tolerance, the Devil's Doctrine.
Yeah.
It's a great sermon, by the way.
You know, by inclusivity, by allowing people to use their restroom or fitting room of their choice, regardless of their biological gender. Although Target has stated this upholds inclusivity, in reality, it's incredibly insensitive toward families raising children, and even toward women in general. Despite the shifts in culture, I do not want my daughters to put my daughters or those I love in a private place where any man, including a sexual predator, could walk in. So he's saying he doesn't want to put anyone he loves in a place, a restroom, where a predator could walk in. Okay, well, why don't we, you know, I'm sorry, I can't hold back anymore. Let's read from his statement of faith on his website. This is from the statement of faith of his company, Lancaster Baptist Church, Pastor Paul Chappell, under human sexuality.
Here's his statement of faith where he says that not only homos are allowed in the church, but those who practice bestiality are allowed in his church. And it is not allowed for any member of his staff to be disrespectful to anyone who practices bestiality or homosexuality. Nobody believes me, but it's right here in black and white. Go to the website when you get home. Call me a liar. Oh, how dare you attack Paul Chappell? Oh, he's a man of God. Hello, people. You're going to get mad at Target? This is a guy who's claiming to run a church.
Wow.
Target is a store. This is a church. And they're saying, well, not only are we bringing in the trannies, we're bringing in those who practice bestiality and homos. Are you still in Leviticus 20? Look down at your Bible. Just in case you don't know what bestiality is. Verse number 14. Or verse 15, and if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death. You shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto a beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt surely kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them.
Yeah.
Now look, you say, well, you shouldn't talk about this. It's the word of God.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. Now listen, here's Paul Chappell's statement of faith. And yes, it says what I just told you. It says, listen carefully. And this is written in like a legal document style fashion. This is not just an off-the-cuff statement. This is written with a lot of thought behind it. Lawyers have thought about this and put this together, and they are expressing exactly what they want to express. And I'm going to read it for you in toto. Human sexuality, number one. They have 3 points. And then they have 4 points of how this practically applies to the church. So here are the 3 philosophical points. Number one, we believe that God has commanded that no intimate sexual activity be engaged in outside of marriage between a man and a woman. Amen.
Amen.
We believe that any form of homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, bestiality, incest, fornication, adultery, and pornography are sinful perversions of God's gift of sex. Amen. We believe that God disapproves of and forbids any attempt to alter one's gender by surgery or appearance.
Amen.
Amen. Number two, we believe that the only legitimate marriage is the joining of one man and one woman.
Amen.
Amen. Number three, in keeping with our beliefs regarding human sexuality, as expressed in this statement of faith, and in keeping with our purpose as expressed in section 1.02, we have the following practical policies. Now, here are the 4 practical policies in regard to what we just read above. Point one, all people are welcome to attend our regular worship services. So he's basically saying that pedophiles, bestiality practicers, homos, lesbians, they're all welcome in the service. So where are they going to use the bathroom? With your grandson.
Yeah.
With your granddaughter. And you're worried about Target. So if you go to Lancaster Baptist Church, you better watch out for that public restroom because they're inviting in the homos.
Yeah.
They're inviting in the pedophiles. They're inviting in those who practice even bestiality. Listen, number two, those who attend may not display behavior that is indicative of the sinful behaviors listed in K1 of this section in church services, at church functions, and on church grounds. So he's saying, the homos, the pedophiles, the beastophiles, they're all allowed to come, but they just can't wear a shirt that says, like, I'm a pedophile. You know, or they can't, like, talk about, hey, we're pedophiles. Hey, we, you know, they're not supposed to outwardly show that. Talking about it, wearing it, whatever. Listen to number three. This is the one that just blew my mind. Number three. Church representatives are not to display overt disrespect for those who are involved in the sinful behaviors listed in K1 of this section. So no representative of Lancaster Baptist Church may be disrespectful to a pedophile, may be disrespectful to someone who says, hey, I practice bestiality. Whoa, that's gross. You're a freak. Oh, whoa, you just violated this policy. You're an abomination. No, you got to be respect. Well, you know what? We're glad you're here. And the restroom's right over there. As soon as my grandson's done, you can go in there and use it. So hold on a second.
Paul Chappell, he said, when Christians do nothing about Target, he said right here, he said that sexual predators will exploit policies like Target's. He said, I don't want some dude walking in when my granddaughter is in the restroom. Well, what about your grandkids at your church? And isn't that a policy of welcoming in all filthy sodomites? And look, I just talked to a guy, and you think I'm just, you know,
well, it's just some statement of faith.
No, they thought about that. They put that together. Now listen to this. I just talked to a guy who goes to an independent fundamental Baptist church, and a couple of homos started coming to the church every Sunday morning. Sunday school and church, a couple of homos. Okay? One of them was like the female of the relationship, but they were both a couple of open sodomites. Everybody knew they were homos. It was crystal clear. They're homos. And this guy went to his pastor and said, these people need to be thrown out of the church. We can't have homos in our church. No. Everybody's welcome. It's right here in black and white in our statement of faith. So week after week, this guy's just so mad. Like, why is our pastor letting these homos come to our church? Open sodomites.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, then one of these homo dudes walks into the ladies' restroom. And the pastor said, that's it. They're out of here. What is the difference? Are you nuts? Yeah. What is the difference if that pedophile, that freak, is in the bathroom with your little boy or a little girl?
Right.
It's stupid. It's ridiculous. It makes no sense. It's garbage. And this guy is who pastors are looking to today. And look, just to prove it to you, I just took this whole statement of faith, this section, and I put it in quotation marks. I put it into Google, and I found 8 other churches that have copied and pasted this exact word for word, let alone the ones who paraphrased it. So this guy, you say, well, why don't you just leave Paul Chappell alone and just let him do his own thing? Yeah, but he has a leadership conference where he invites hundreds and hundreds of pastors and says, oh, come follow me. Be like me. I don't want to be like you. And I'm sick of people lifting this guy up as a role model. Hey, when Christians do nothing about Paul Chappell, I don't give a, I'd be much more likely to go to Target than to go to Paul Chappell's church.
Right.
At least Target didn't say, come on in, beastophiles. I don't even know if that's a word. But I'm sure we'll figure out real soon what the word is when it becomes accepted in America in a couple of years because of these lily-livered, weak, panty-waist pulpit preachers, these weaklings, these pink tea and lemonade, sissified, girly men that can't get up and preach hard. And you say, I don't like this. I don't want to hear you preach against Paul Chappell. He's our fellow brother in Christ. He's an independent fundamental Baptist. Well, you know what? If he's going to call out Target, I'm going to call him out for the hypocrite that he is. He's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
His bathroom is every bit as hazardous as the Target bathroom.
Yeah. Amen.
Every bit as hazardous. It might even be more hazardous because at least at Target, people have heard, hey, watch out.
Yeah.
Hey, beware. But people haven't heard that warning about Lancaster or about West Coast Baptist College. Well, I'm giving you the warning right now. See, I don't like it. Look, go somewhere else. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. I don't need a bunch of homo sympathizers in this church to make me feel like I'm a successful pastor. Oh, look at the big crowd. Ooh, look at the big offering. Good. Take your money and shove it. Take your little queer-loving, queer-bait butt out of here, and you go down to the little weak church down the street that loves Paul Chappell. And Paul Chappell's like this fundamental pope where all these pastors in Arizona, they're all looking to Paul Chappell as their idol. Paul Chappell needs a swift kick in the pants, and he needs to quit inviting pedophiles and bestiality practicers and homos into his church. And let me just say it again. See, I don't change with the times. Let me just say what I said a year and a half ago. No homos will ever be allowed in this church as long as I'm the pastor here. Never!
Amen.
And you know what? Come back in 5 years, it'll be the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't care if every bathroom starts having a picture, you know, of someone with pants and a dress on and you know, somebody who's both male and female or whatever. Look, I don't care. I mean, I don't care if they put a three-legged picture on the door of this is the bathroom for, you know, I don't know. I don't care what happens. The Bible doesn't change, and I'm not going to change. You know, the Bible talked about Asa and Jehoshaphat and people like that. They broke down the houses of the Sodomites that were next to the house of God. And now we're supposed to bring them into the house of God. But, oh man, I mean, just a clear violation of Scripture with this bathroom thing. Of course, nobody can show us where that Scripture is. I can show you where Leviticus 20:13 is. I got to finish reading because I promised I would read all of it. And then point four, the pastor of the church will preach consistently against all forms of sinful behavior as listed in K1 of this section, as well as other sinful behaviors. I want to know if he has consistently preached against bestiality. He said that he would consistently preach against everything on the list. I would like somebody to send me the sermon where he, and in fact, he would have to send me a regular. Because he said, I'll consistently preach against bestiality. Okay, well, I would like somebody to send me the link to that sermon. Sermons, where he's, you know, because I want to see a pattern, Paul Chappell. He's like, I'm going to preach against the behavior, but don't you dare be disrespectful to these filthy perverts. Don't be disrespectful to them as you stone them with stones. What is this respect all views, include everybody? No. No, it's the devil's doctrine.
Yeah, right.
So that's the whole thing for you. And look, let me just review for you. He listed the worst possible perversions, and then he said, none of the staff are allowed to be disrespectful to these people, and they're all welcome to come to church. Look at it for yourself. I'll put it right here for you. Oh, that. But you know what? The people that are mad right now, they won't even come up here and look at it. The people that are mad, they don't even have the guts to come up here and look at it. They're just going to go run out of this building with their tail between their legs. Don't let the door hit you on your way out. Let me go back to the target, the letter that we're supposed to write to Target, because I said I would read everything, so let me just finish quickly. I'm aware that Target has suggested that those who feel this way use the single stall restroom when available. I do not understand why, when there's already a single stall for those who, for whatever reason, are not comfortable using the gender-specific restroom, Target doesn't simply encourage them to use the single stall restroom. You know, say that 10 times fast. Because of their concerns, because of these concerns, I will no longer be shopping at Target, you know, for a little while. I skipped I added the for a little while. Because remember in his other thing, he's like, well, I'm not saying I'm not going to shop there.
I'll no longer be shopping at Target, and I'm asking you to consider the millions of customers who are offended and uncomfortable with Target's corporate stance on this issue. Respectfully.
Why do you respect Target, Paul Chappell?
Yeah.
What do you mean respectfully? Why do you respect? You just finished telling us how bad they are.
But I respect them. Because I just respect everybody. I respect Charles Manson. I respect the Pope. I respect pedophile. I respect Jeffrey Dahmer. I just respect everybody. Because I'm Mr. Politically Correct. Disrespect everybody. Hey, I don't even know who you are, man, but I already respect you. Oh, you are a mass murderer? I respect you. You're a pedophile? Well, I respect you, too. And if anybody on my staff disrespects you, they're in violation of Section K, 3.5.
So let me finish reading his fiery blog post.
Additionally, I'm writing a letter to the managers of our nearby Target stores. If you'd like to write a letter as well, feel free to download and edit this one.
No thanks. Whatever you choose to do, could I encourage you? Don't do nothing. I mean, just do something, but just don't do nothing. Don't assume you can't make a difference. And don't care about convenience more than speaking out.
As Edmund Burke famously observed, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
So yes, be gracious, live a godly testimony, pray for revival, but consider boycotting and writing letters instead. Can somebody show me the boycotting in the Bible, the writing letters in the Bible? Let's just do something. I mean, we know we don't want to do what the Bible says, like preaching Leviticus 20:13, preaching Romans 1, that they're reprobates, that they've been given over to vile affections, that they're haters of God, preaching about Sodom and Gomorrah, and how God still feels the same way, and how they should be executed, and how they're evil, how they're rapists, how they're pedophiles. But you know, we could write a letter. All right, little boys and girls, welcome to Lancaster Baptist Kindergarten. We're going to be handing out crayons, and we're all going to write a letter to Target today. Because, you know, we know that none of us are in our big boy pants to actually get up and preach a hellfire and damnation sermon and actually lay it on the line. We don't have the guts to say what Pastor Anderson said, because if we said what Pastor Anderson said, that no homos are allowed, we'd be on the evening news. If we said what Pastor Anderson said, we would actually get persecution. We actually wouldn't have the police chief and the mayor come visit us every year, boys and girls. And we know that we want to bow down and worship at the feet of the police chief and the mayor and the city council and bring them into our church. So we do the big shots in town, the big church where all the important people go. So let's pass out the crayons, and we're going to pass out a piece of paper, and you're all going to write a letter to Target. Why don't we all write a letter to Paul Chappell? Maybe I should put together a letter for Paul Chappell. Here, you can download and edit mine. About his bathroom policy. I want a sign on his bathroom door that says no homos allowed in this bathroom. He's so scared of having a homo in the bathroom. Look, I don't want a homo in the bathroom either. These bathrooms are all certified homo-free. But down at Target, his granddaughter is unsafe. Well, you know, what about your grandson? He don't matter. And that's why so many kids are getting molested in these Baptist churches. They're getting molested in these Christian churches because they don't preach them out the door like I do. And you say, yeah, but you're going to preach some nice people out the door. Well, good. At least my kids aren't going to get molested. Because the freaks and weirdos can't handle this kind of preaching. Get out of here. You don't belong here. And you know who you are if I'm talking to you. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for your word, Lord. And thank you so much for the warnings in your word, Lord. Help our lives never to be characterized by the slogan, too little, too late, or a day late and a dollar short, Lord. Preachers like Paul Chappell, who are leaders that he represents hundreds of Baptist pastors that are following him. I'm not just preaching against one man, Lord. I'm preaching against hundreds of men who are following this man. Lord, they are a day late and a dollar short. And I pray that you would help your people to wake up and put a stop to these things before it's too late. Fight sin before it's too late. And Lord, if there's anybody who's here that's not saved, I pray that they would get saved before it's too late. And in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.